This is a production of Cornell University.
Essay meeting, April 19th, 2007.
All right. Let's call this meeting to order. Everybody will take their seats in the peanut gallery around the table. Clerk, if you will please call our roll. President Thomason is in the building. Order.
He was just walked out.
I think he's here.
Oh, Chris Bez.
I can't hear you. Here. Honestly.
Here.
Step down.
Unexcused.
Here.
I'm here.
Skip open microphone unless there's any members of the audience or anything like that. All right, thank you.
All right, on to the approval of the minutes from the April 12th meeting. Should send any amendments or additions to the minutes to the clerk? Call for acclamation. Is there any dissent? What? Is that dissent? Okay. Seeing none, the minutes are approved. On to announcements and reports. First, we have the end of the year report. Reminder by Vice President Woodson.
Just a reminder to everyone who I asked to do an article. If they can get that in by Monday, that would be helpful to get the end of year report together. Thank you.
All right. On to a student involvement in crisis and emergency management report. By Vice President Wicklund.
So, MASDAQ and I brought a resolution up a couple of weeks ago about a steering committee for emergency management, and that was kind of shot down, but in light of the events on Monday, Kwame and I spoke to Vice President Murphy about a certain service where students can register to enter their phone number, and the university can send a mass text message out in the event of a like an emergency. The Chronicle of Higher Education had a big article about this. She thinks it's a pretty good idea. She's going to follow, put Kwame and I in touch with Stephen Golding about the efforts already done for communication. And then we're going to report back to the FSA and then create potentially a committee to serve as an advisory group for this effort. That's it for
Golding. Now we have a renewable energy fee update with my representative himself.
Okay, so I talked with Neil here. Okay. Neil and I met with our Peter Nalfolk and Vice President Golding, and we sort of came to the head of, I think, all these 3 years of Peter Nalfolk sort of pushing for this fee issue, and we came to the point that, look, there are no longer undergraduate options for funding this, and want you guys to work with us to create a fee outside of the student activity fee. Because if you said, hey, why don't you just build a red back to student activity fee and make like the Green Energy Programming Board or something like that? We're trying to say, you know, students want to support this, and we don't want it to be sort of subject to how the politics of the NSA every 2 years is a violent function. Also, too late to now go and collect those signatures. They're going to have to run out and scramble to do that application. So he seems to be interested in doing that. The compromise we reached is that we would agree to start it on the new bursar system, which I think upgraded this summer, in the fall of 2008. So he's going to get back to us on that and do good stuff. So we may have a greener interest in $5 a semester.
All right. Are there any questions or comments about this? Okay. Moving on. Were there any other announcements or reports from anyone? Okay, moving on to unfinished business. We're going to skip Resolution 31 for now. Actually, I'm sorry. There was something on business of the day that was brought to my attention this afternoon. The president of the Korean Students Association, I don't think he's here right now, contacted me about doing something in response to the Virginia Tech shooting. I know the university had a couple of programs they were thinking about doing. They did something earlier today. I don't know if anyone went. It was in Sage Chapel. They're also going to have, stations set up where Cornell students can go just to, sign cards that are going to be sent to the Virginia Tech students eventually. The president of the Korean Students Association had a similar idea. He's trying to pull some groups together and team up with SA to do it. But also, we'd like to have a conversation about mental health at Cornell next week. And he asked me just to throw that out there for you guys, if you guys have any ideas about what we could do in response. What is a good response to the shootings? How can we kind of help the campus move on and reflect and learn from it? And does anybody have any ideas about that?
I was just throwing this out there, and I was talking about this with one of the Catholic chaplains on campus today. It almost seems as if a lot of the students are kind of indifferent to what happens. And that was just a perspective I had. He actually agreed with me, and we both kind of contributed to that opinion at the same time. I was kind of surprised that more students weren't affected by it, and I'm curious if anybody else feels the same way.
Yeah, I'll say that the
were there a lot of people at the thing today?
I wasn't there. I mean, it was a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's sort of playing on the sensitive issue that come up with the snowstorm and with the stabbing incident is the obligation of the university to contact people. But after, I actually felt that with this incident, it was in the second place. Like, what could they have said to people? I mean, I felt like they tried to notify people as soon as possible. But I do appreciate this tech message system. It sounds interesting. It's something that they are going to keep us more aware of, emergencies like that on campus. But yeah, we're kind of hoping they would give some more time before scheduling with the visual, like just today and like right at the lunch hour. But I guess, they have their protocol for it.
I actually approached B.P. Murphy and Reverend Kenneth Clark about an idea for doing the visual perhaps yesterday evening or this evening. But they kind of said that, President Scott had been planning his visual for midday, and they were kind of caught up in doing that.
Wait, so did anyone go?
Did anyone attend?
Yeah. I walked by in class.
Did you see if there were people inside?
No, there was really weren't a lot of people. Barely anybody knew about the visual.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, everybody should have known there was an email sent out to everybody.
Yeah,
there were two emails sent out.
Yeah,
it's true. Well, everybody was. I don't know what else they could have done. I mean, they could have done more. I shouldn't say that, but they did send two emails out to everyone. What are other thoughts on how we...
I feel like it's difficult because they're so geographically, psychologically removed from a lot of things that are going on. And I know I talked to my mom last night and back to D.C. It's a very present issue of my talking to friends back home. They played the high school where the shooter went, in sports. And there's a lot of connections to Virginia Tech in the area. None of my friends personally were Virginia Tech, but I know a lot of people, it's just, I think it's so much more present issue that's happening geographically closer to where you are, which is difficult for a lot of things that are going on. It does remove everything, which basically needs to be to make much more effort to, you know, address issues like this, because it's not, there's not the sort of pressing influence that events have had, just because we're not located to do this.
Representative Early.
I mean, I agree that more could be done, that we should sort of explore different outlets in order to with, you know, any issues students might have related to it. But I do think that it's not really a good way to measure how much students, like, seeing how many people are visual or hearing them talking about it isn't necessarily a good measure of seeing how many students are affected by it. I think that students have a lot of different ways of dealing, and I knew that there was visual, and it's like my way of dealing with things, like, I did not choose to attend. I think that we should be careful about how we, like what we decide to use our kind of standard measures of how much people are affected.
I think it's concerning to feel like people don't realize that it happened. Like, it's just, I guess an email really is the only way that the administration can get to the entire student body. So maybe encouraging faculty to, like, talk about it in at least one of their classes, just so, like, there's an open discussion and the students feel that they can express themselves. I don't know, maybe that will create the dialogue. It almost feels as if people don't watch the news and don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah, I wanted to share a statistic with everyone here, actually. In a survey, I can't remember when it was, I think it was in 2004, more than 50% of Cornell students expressed that at one time or another during their time here, they've been too depressed to function. That was the statement. And that's actually consistent with the national averages. So although we may be, you know, psychologically and geographically removed or may feel that way, it is an issue that affects schools across the country. Mitch?
Yeah, I just had thoughts when I was actually reading and listening to the reports about the story and about the reaction of the Virginia Tech administration and the police there when the attack first happened, because there are like two ways. Like, first, the killer, I think, killed just one person, and then there was like a 2-hour break, and then the killer killed all the rest of the people. And I just like sort of wondered if something like that had happened, right here like at Cornell, it would just be, I mean, of course it would be really horrible, but like, I sort of wonder if the administration or the Cornell police have a policy in place to deal with it. And of course if they do, it should not like be publicized, but I thought it kind of would have been, it would be nice if the actual leadership could like check to make sure that they do, and if they don't, help to sort of like encourage them to develop some sort of policy. Because, I mean, it seems to me, the story says that like at first the police thought that it was like a lover's quarrel, that like the boyfriend just like a shot the girlfriend, and so they didn't feel that they needed to shut down the university. So it seems like in a case of a shooting, the university should shut down and they should try to keep people off of the main campus, and there should be a lot of police just like flooded around and just waiting until they find out exactly what happened and until they know that it's safe. And I really hope that the Cornell here has a policy like that, and if they don't, they should develop it, because it does seem to be dangerous.
It's interesting to say that, because actually at a shooting earlier this year at Virginia Tech, it was an escaped ex-con or something like that. He shot a police officer, and they actually did shut down the campus, because they had to miss classes for the rest of the day right after it happened. So it's interesting that they chose to handle the situation a little bit differently this time. I saw other hands. Keep them up. Representative Duke.
Yeah, I just remember that in two classes that I've been, they held like a moment of silence just to remember all the victims. So, I mean, I don't think that, necessarily all the professors had ignored it, but, you know, we did have a moment of silence.
I guess I completely agree with what you're saying, and I feel like Virginia Tech, like Cornell, is a very stressful environment, especially with engineering school. And like Cornell is obviously a very, very stressful environment where everyone is highly motivated and competing with each other. I mean, you get a lot of people that are overstressed and depressed, and so that's true that we're geographically moved. We definitely have the same potential in kind of things.
Representative Peters?
I just wanted to say that in one of my classes, we also had a 30-minute discussion about it. So I think professors and all the students that we have known about it and are taking it pretty seriously. The problem is that I think I think he is really correct in that the university should have some sort of policy in informing students of the shooting. And also, Cornell needs to get police forces. We really have a small proportion of police officers to students, and that might need to be looked at or at least examined. So maybe, I mean, I don't want to really, you know, I don't want to say that we should have a police officer walking around with guns like all over campus and militarize campus, but there should be at least a way for policemen here to come out in force and if need be.
Okay. I just wanted to comment because we had a meeting last night, all of the student staff members who were at the program show, and we were asking Joe Burke, the governor of Susan Murphy, to do that, the question about the evacuation system, what our involvement would be potentially evacuating thousands of students out of the residence home on campus because that's where all the death rate issues were attacked. What they've said to us is that basically the university has a plan. Public, everyone wants to know, it's not picked up on the website, but it's not specific in the sense of, you know, they wouldn't be able to, like, go ahead and look at the situation and see, because if it would be happening in North Campus, they're probably trying to control that and move everyone to other places, or in some sense, they're probably still going to stay there. And what he did, they said that none of it would depend on the students whatsoever. It would all be on professional staff because they can't guarantee the students would be at any, like, certain place at any time. It could be a dining room, it could be a class, it could be in the building, it could be elsewhere. So what they told him is that none of it would depend on any sort of student implication. It would all depend on professional staff, dining workers, administrative workers, facilities, et cetera. So it's their plan. It's what they told us, but they're reacting.
Coincidentally, before this happened, the CEPD expressed interest to Joe Burke that they want to become more active members of the committee, not necessarily law enforcement, but just there, being there, and who are the members of the Joe Burke about it. And they had almost like a long term plan to get more involved, almost doing rounds of RA intervention and things like that. And in light of the situation, I was wondering, is this becoming more of a state of town? Do you guys think about that?
Vice President Boxer.
I was just going to say, actually, response to what Maddox said. I think that that actually sounds like what Virginia Tech actually had in place, which their administration has come under a lot of fire for now. I know that there's been a lot of calls for their president to be fired because basically, you know, the first shooting happened, he shot the girl and the RA at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and there was kind of a ambiguous email that was sent out to the student body, like in those 2 hours, it was kind of unexcusable that the email that was sent out, for what it sounds like to me, was something along the lines of something kind of bad happened, like make your own decision about what you want to do. And I'm sure that, I mean, it sounds like the kind of thing that were that to God forbid be on North Campus, but more or less the system that it sounds like we have in place would kind of be the same thing. Like, we're going to try to control it. Don't think about it too much. Go to class if you feel like it. So, but that is in fact the policy that we have in place. You know, I think that there can be a lot of head rolling in Virginia in their administration because of that. So it might be something to really examine a lot closer.
Just
comment
on
that. I think that, you know, to a certain point, if we're in Goldman Smith, we're in any of the open buildings on our campus, Cornell, we don't lock our doors here. If someone wants to come in and shoot us, then, you know, you'll get shot. And I think we have to really address the core root issues of it, which are things like mental health, like Kwame was saying. And it's what would make someone in the community feel so alienated to do something like that? Because, you know, I'm sure that if there was a violent incident at residence hall, I'd want as many CPD officers to come and check that out. And then you don't think when you're responding to an incident like that that you have to be at all places at all times. For you know, the suspect wasn't apprehended, and he killed the people who probably saw him. And you know, I think that we really should focus on the other things. We're not going to get Cornell into a place where we're, you know, having guards and everyone wearing bulletproof vests and stuff like that. That's not the way you can avoid getting shot. So, to look at
it. Representative Dana.
Now, following on that note, I wanted to ask if you knew, Kwame, what the role of Gannett and the CAC services has been following
this.
Yeah.
I mean, basically in the emails that they sent out, they said, we have these support services available. to my knowledge, they haven't, you know, reached out to anyone. I mean, who would they reach out to? Who would they target for this? You know, I mean, they haven't really, there hasn't been a real reaction. They've just reiterated that these services are available. That thing.
Two things that are really important is that all students on campus who are from an area of some areas and are not student physician resources that we would like to follow up with. I also think that that popular service called Let's Talk, which is a confidential service where you can just go and they have hours with a PhD type of person there, a counselor there, and you can just speak to them about whatever is confidential. I know that the documentation was last night, it was every day. So it's every day it's going on. There's a last talk session somewhere.
On having some type of forum on mental health or no other thoughts? All right. So, Vice President Boxer,
yeah,
an announcement.
A separate note. I just needed to make an announcement on behalf of David Dean, who is one of the student representatives for the Master Plan Committee. I don't know, maybe some of these ideas that are coming out of this might be good to discuss with in terms of security and stuff like that for the General Master Plan of Cornell. But there are two meetings that everyone on the SA is going to get invitations to, one on April 21st, I think, and one on April 25th. So I'll put something out just to give you guys a heads up that basically, you know, the whole 30-year plan that the university is putting into place, and they really would like as much feedback, kind of like focus groups and stuff like that. So especially if you have anything to say about security or anything like that, but certainly there are many other campus building issues that they'd like everyone to put on.
Okay. Any questions or comments? All right. What was it? All right, on to unfinished business. First we have, we're skipping Resolution 31. First we have Resolution 41, Resolution regarding 0608 violence funding deadlines.
Okay, so we presented this last week. Adam and I would like to follow the back on violence funding. When we asked you guys about it last week, there really didn't seem to be any qualms with just pushing the deadline back, because again, the Office of the Assembly doesn't have any problem with it, and it would really, really help violence funding groups. So what we would therefore be doing is just moving the official deadline from April 25th to May 25th and striking a clause in the charter that says that the Appropriations Committee of this current year is supposed to read all of the budgets that come in before they leave campus, because most of them are already gone by the time that the deadline has passed, and it's more appropriate anyway for next year's Appropriations Committee to review the budget before getting started. So that's basically it. Does anyone have any questions?
Vice President Coombs.
Yeah, no, I just say amen and I move to call the question.
Second. All right, we're going to call the question in a second. Is there any dissent? Okay, seeing none.
Call for
do you have a closing statement you want to make?
Thank you.
I just
have
to say, I want to say
it's too late to dissent.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, so it's going to call for acclamation. And a second, is there any dissent?
Wait, point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yeah.
I've been informed that you can't just call for acclamation since it's a charter change.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, good point. Okay. Okay, clerk, please. Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this resolution passes unanimously.
5 points to count. Motion to adjourn.
It's been a motion to adjourn.
What else do you have to do?
In a second. Oh, sure. Sure, guys. Yeah, go ahead.
For some members that for next year that are here, I just want to let you know Tuesday, May 8th, I'm starting period. I'm going to make that like the Haggard 20-minute meeting with the IOP guy. I'm going to be live next night all day. I just want to let you know now, so I'll send you out an email. Okay.
I'm having violence on
the top line. You said a lineage lunch or something. I'm going to get a brother.
It's been a motion to adjourn.
I second.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.